What an incredible evening it is. Thank you for joining us tonight. I want to share something with you in just a moment, and we're going to be reading out of John 15. But I have a guest that I'm really excited about, and it's my daughter, Lene, my youngest. And she's joining me tonight, and we're going to be talking about some awesome stuff that I know is going to encourage a lot of people. By the way, if you have some young people, some your teenagers or young people or any of any age, what Lene is going to be talking about tonight, I think is really going to minister to young and older as well. But this is really going to be helpful, I think, for a lot of our youth today. So, Lene, thank you. I've been excited ever since I asked you if you'd do one of these services with me on Wednesday night. When you said yes, I've been looking forward to this ever since you said, yeah, Daddy, I'd love to. So thanks
for
being here.
Me too. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is going to be fun. All right. I'm going to read a scripture. And before I do, I want to say this. You and I have talked about the subject we're going to talk about at home. I don't know how many times, because it's just kind of an issue. One of the issues that we're going to be talking about is anxiety. I mean, you hear a lot. I don't think I ever really thought, which I've said to you before, I don't really think I've ever thought that much about anxiety. And, you know, maybe back in the day, due to certain things, maybe I dealt with it in ways, just didn't relate to it.
Just didn't think about it because it wasn't talked about like it is now as much.
Yeah. And you've heard me say a lot of times, make the least of the worst and the most of the best. Because the word says, I'll keep him in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me because you trust in me. But I want you to, well, I'm going to ask a question, and the question is, have you ever dealt with anxiety?
I did, yeah, especially when I was new into my teen years and my early teens. Yeah. They say teens. I don't think people say early teens, but when I was in my early teens, you know, you're on, for me, a big part of anxiety was just looking at too much social media, looking at too much of what other people were doing and focusing on, well, they're my age and they're here. And I feel like I'm farther behind. So why am I not like that? Why do they have this and I don't? And just focusing more so on where God has them, which is a beautiful thing where God has them, and not enough focusing on where God has me. Because we all are, it sounds cliche, but we're all on our own journey. And all of our steps really are ordered of God. And if we are kingdom-minded, like you've talked about, and we're able to see through the eyes of Christ, that just changes absolutely everything.
Okay, that makes me think about something. And I'm going to read this scripture because you just led into this. And we didn't go over any of these things. As a matter of fact, you just shared with me a minute ago a scripture that I was going to share. And I said, that's awesome because we didn't talk about that. And I'm going to let you share that scripture. But John 15, it says, if you abide in me, and this is Jesus talking, if you abide in me and I abide in you, whatever you ask, it will be done of my Father, that my Father may be glorified, and that you may bear much fruit and that your fruit will remain. But verse 4, it says, Jesus is talking in verse 4 and he says, verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. And what I'm hearing you say is when you dealt with anxiety, I mean, because anxiety comes from someplace, right? It's not like you just wake up one day and go, I feel anxiety. There's something in your mind. There's something going on. Maybe even if you can't put your finger on it, but there's something that's giving you that sense of anxiety, uncertainty, or a sense of maybe not, like you were saying, didn't feel like you're accomplished. But Jesus said, if you abide in me, which is what you just said, and my word abides in you, you ask what you will. But he also said, apart from me, you can do nothing, but you're the vine, I'm the branches, and in me, I make you, he's saying, in me, I make you complete. And what you're talking about, which, I mean, I've never heard so much talk about anxiety before. And honestly, I don't know that I'd ever even thought about ever having anxiety relating to something. But in my life, it wasn't as big an issue. And you could say, well, you know, you were a preacher at a young age, but it didn't have anything to do with that because you've been in ministry all your life.
Feels like all my life.
Yeah. Feels like because it has been. You've been in ministry all your life. So pastor's daughter, under the word of the Lord and serving, I mean, you take care of our media production and you do a lot, but you're involved. You have a heart for God. It's not like, you know, you're the what some people would refer to as, yeah, the typical pastor's daughter in church, but she's not really that involved. She just does it because she has to. You do what you do because you want it to, and you've done it since when you were a little, I remember when you were a little tiny child, baby, you would get up on stage and you'd quote things you heard me say, and I love that. So my point is it wasn't that you were, you know, out in the world or just didn't. You were connected to ministry. You knew what ministry was, but you had anxiety, and you're saying you didn't feel complete. You didn't feel like you were being successful as you should have been at your age.
Yeah, and the first thing you just said got me thinking about something. You can be so involved in the ministry, and you could be like me in this since you were born. Literally, my parents have a home video of me being dedicated as a little baby, and I'm there in church probably a few days old. But anyone can let their mind wander. And it's not just people my age. It's people my age, younger, older than me. Anyone can let their mind wander to where it probably shouldn't go. You know, when your mind is not stayed on Christ, you've said, if he isn't your center, you're off-centered. Yeah. And there's nothing more true than that.
Well, and so we've established, if we abide in him, he said, that's where you feel fruitful, productive. You're saying you didn't feel that fruitful. And it's easy. So let's address why do people, and listen, there's a variety of things, but the kind of the foundational fundamentals of why people deal with anxiety is it could be something that took place in your life. It could be a tragedy. It could be a lost loved one. It could be something to do with your, you know, someone's business or anything. Mm-hmm. It's whatever causes you to feel insecure or insufficient or losing your identity. And we live in a world today where that identity factor is a driving force. You know, I have to be true to myself. And there's a lot of different phraseologies that they use, basically saying, I want to be me. I want to be who I am, what I am, how I am. And I think to almost to a degree, which I know can sound kind of crazy, but I think I know you'll understand what I'm saying, and I believe the audience is going to find out where I'm going here. It's almost like anxiety is glorified in a way. I mean, just kind of like this is now, it's a natural part of culture.
Just live with it.
It's just kind of the way it is. Mm-hmm. And listen, there is a lot of anxiety because there's a lot of uncertainty and things in the world, but it's not a part of our design. It's not what, not, you know, everybody's at some point has dealt with some form of anxiety, uncertainty, fear, what's going to happen, lose sleep at night, wake up in the morning, nerve, stomach, you know, and it just can kind of wreck your world. And I know you and I've talked about it and how you felt, you know, it just feels like this, again, being in ministry, knowing. So it's not about just knowing the Lord. It's not about knowing the Word, but it really is. It's just like you can have faith that God can do it, but do you believe he's going to do it for you?
Yeah.
You know, I have faith that he is God, but do you have, not only do you not only believe in God, do you believe God? And so all those dynamics, and why would a believer, you know, why would a believer, your believer, why would we, you know, why would we go there? Why would you end up with anxiety? And I think one of the important things is don't accept it as part of who you are. It's not God's design. It's not his purpose. That's the first step. So we're not glorifying it and making it, listen, we've had it forever, but now we've given it a name and we've glorified it. It's kind of like when someone says something negative or you hear something negative or someone says something negative about you. You can just say, you know what? God teaches forgive, love, and go on. Or you can think about it. And then maybe you tell someone else, you know what they said about me? and you tell a friend and they go, I can't believe it. You know, that was horrible. And then you feel, in other words, you give that bad idea, that negative
body, and you don't really walk away feeling, oh, I'm so much better right now. That was encouraging.
You give it a body. Yeah. And now it has a personality. It's more than just someone's, you know, negative idea or thought, or because they're unhappy with where they are or what's going on. And they said something negative. But now when you acknowledge it and started talking about it and how they shouldn't and how it wasn't and they should have never said, you've given it a body. Now it's bigger. Now it's more powerful in your life. Anxiety is the same thing today. And I mean, there's a lot of different issues in the world that people deal with. But anxiety is that sense of uncertainty, unknowing. Because when you're confident, when you're at peace, when you feel good in the sense that I know I'm in the perfect order of the Lord, you don't deal with anxiety. So why do we get there? Because let's say it right here and now, it's not a part of how we should live. It's not a part of our design. It's not what God has for us. And like he said, if it's not what I have for you, if it's not bearing fruit, I'll remove it. He said, I'll take it away. But when you abide in me, you'll produce much fruit. And he said, apart from me, you can't do anything. But through me, abiding in me, you can do anything. So then what pulls us away? And you said it was listening to or hearing a bunch of negative stuff on, I think you're referring to what, social media. Mm-hmm. So what did you see on social media? Like what, you saw something and it made you feel?
Maybe the word would be like unfulfilled.
Okay.
Or like I was too far behind because I wasn't doing what this person was doing, and just kind of getting in your head about that.
So I'll tell you what happened. You lost your identity.
Yeah.
Because you compare yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what the world talks about. I got to be true to me. I have to be true to my... No, you can't be true to you if you don't know who Christ in you is, because only God knows your identity. Yeah. Only God can tell you what he created you for. And if we're looking, and that platform, that social media platform is, because you watch people do this, and you watch, anyone can do it, younger, older, doesn't matter, because you start looking at someone else's accomplishments. Why am I not there? Why am I not here? And the Word teaches us we're not, it's not wise to look at someone else, to compare someone else, and without realizing it, at times you idolize other people, and they're what they're doing, what they're accomplishing. You feel, like you said, insufficient, unaccomplished. And anxiety comes because when we don't see the fullness of who we are in Christ, our mind tells us we're not as valuable. We don't know. Where's our purpose? What's our point? And your mind genders to feeling afraid, yeah, feeling sad, feeling depressed, that sense of anxiety. I've got to do well. What do I do? And when you lose your identity in Christ, who's your identity? Who made us? Who created us? Your designer, and only your designer knows what he made you for. And you said when you set your mind on him, then what happened?
Peace came. Peace that I wanted and that I was searching for, and peace that I thought would come when I did this or that, or I accomplished a certain thing that I wanted to do. No, peace comes when your mind is stayed on him. It's a scripture that my dad was going to use today, but I stole it because without knowing, he just told me I was going to use that scripture. I said, well, that's my scripture today.
It sure is.
You might have heard him say it once or twice. It's John 14:27 that says, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. So that right there tells you anxiety has nothing to do with who God created us to be. Absolutely nothing. We're created to live in peace. And just to live with God. There's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than peace. It's what we crave more than anything. And I think it's the thing you can't live without.
Yeah, it's kind of a pinnacle of I have arrived. Now, this is what's important that you said, and to everyone that's viewing. You didn't get peace because what you thought you were missing happened.
Yeah.
You didn't get peace because you went, I have arrived. And now I'm doing something that I wasn't able to do, or maybe I'm doing something that someone else isn't doing. It wasn't a sense of feeling like you fulfilled yourself or you accomplished anything.
Because you can't.
because you can't. So you found peace from John 14, 27. I used that scripture. You heard me quote that scripture so often because as a young adult, I didn't realize it, but I would wrestle with, I'd lost my dad, your grandfather, when I was when I was 5 years old. And so in my mind, I started dealing with a little anxiety, and the root of mine, I didn't have social media like we have today, was what if that happens again in my family? What if it happens to my brother or my sister or my mom? What if it happens again? The what ifs. And I didn't know I had anxiety. I would have never said I had anxiety. Understanding what they call anxiety, I guess you would say that. And nothing really worked. You know, it wasn't, no one could say anything that would make me feel better. No one could really fix it for me. And God spoke to me and gave me that scripture as a very young man, very, very young man. And it was, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. My peace. Not the world can't give it. Don't worry about what isn't going to happen. I'm going to show you what is, and my plans and my ways for you are so good. I only have good plans, God says, not to harm you or do. But it wasn't even just that particular scripture. It's how it made me think about God. Mm-hmm. And you keep saying that. Yeah. You said there's nothing better than having your mind set on Christ. It's not, there's no magic word. It's simple trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a Gen Z, and you guys know, you hear a lot of negative stuff about Gen Zs and millennials. But what I believe, and what I know a lot of people my age believe as well, is God is calling us higher. So we have an amazing opportunity to look and go, this is what the world says about my generation, but let me show you something better. This is what God says. And that's the identity that I choose to live in. Because why would I do that? I'm not supposed to. It's not fun. And I'm going to do what God has called me to do, because that's all that matters.
Okay, now, what I hear you saying initially, you're talking about, you know, I'd look at this and I feel I'm not accomplished, I'm not doing it. You lost your identity.
Yeah.
And hear the world saying, I got to be who I am. You can't be who you are.
Until you know Him.
Who you really are. You might have a fictitious idea, a facade. And where did you get that? For a lot of the world that we live in today, the true identity is lost because a lot of people don't know who they are. They're emulating something they've seen or something they've heard. And now I have become that. You know, maybe I saw someone do this on social media. Now I'm doing it. I'm doing it even better. But the peace isn't there. And I've dealt with a lot of people. And you know, we've ministered with a lot of people, ministered to a lot of people that become very successful. And that peace isn't there. No matter how successful they are or how much they accomplish, until, and they'll say the same thing, until I came to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is the fullness. Now, whatever God's given me doesn't belong to me, it's Him. So what you end up doing in order to get that peace, that without, nothing really matters. You know, we live in a world today where people who have been incredibly successful end up, you know, throwing their life away, losing their life, fall into a lot of deep pits that they can't get themselves out of. And you can look and go, why would they have done that? They have everything they wanted. You know, they have fortune and fame and you name it, and they've got it. Because the peace doesn't come from what we do. Peace comes from what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come from what we think we are, but who He says we are.
Yeah.
And what you're saying to me is you found your identity. And it wasn't in what you could do, didn't do, wanted to do. It was in who Christ is in you.
Yeah.
And then I've watched you grow, and here we are sitting here today. You're ministering to people, accomplishing, I think, things far beyond what you were looking at, and not in comparison, but in the sense of you're fulfilled because you have peace. You wake up with peace, you go to bed at night with peace, and you know your purpose, and your hope expanded. I know because we talk. Now the vision is greater. Because you can't find your identity watching what someone else is doing and thinking, if I could do that, and I could do this better. And now you're in competition. So, and you didn't do it. It's like running races every single day with people instead of running the race of faith, keeping the faith, you know, run the race to win the prize. What prize is that? God's call on my life. And I, of course, watched you as my daughter grow, and ministry didn't fix it. Dad being a preacher didn't fix it. Being in church a lot didn't fix it. You know, being up on stage singing songs didn't fix fix it, which you did from a little, you took over a Christmas program one time. I remember we had a bunch of singers, and you've seen the video, and you just took the mic and went up there in your cute little dress, and you just started singing away, and you stole the crowd.
Cute to everyone, cringy to me. I'm like, oh, turn it off.
Well, as cringy as it may be, you just did what you felt in your heart. You just wanted to sing. And you were singing unto the Lord, and in your own little heart, in your own little world, you just did. You weren't mimicking anyone. You weren't trying to follow anyone. You weren't following anyone. You took the lead. God wants us to take the lead in our lives by doing exactly what you said.
Yeah, and with social media and everything, we have such an amazing opportunity to do that as well. We can reach people we would have never been able to reach before just by your phone and your iPad or whatever the thing may be. We can take social media and use it for something incredible, which is what I know a lot of people are doing. It might not be talked about as much, but there is a lot of Gen Zs and millennials really on fire for God, and they're using this to do it.
Yeah, and there you go. No matter what, we talked about this, I believe it was Wednesday last. People talk about how negative the world is and our youth, and I'm afraid for them. Don't be afraid for them, man. Speak the word to them and encourage them to speak the word. And instead of, people, a lot of times parents will say things like, I wish you were doing it like, you should do it like they're doing it. Look, don't do that. You know, encourage your youth, your teens to listen to God and find the identity that Christ reveals to them. Let them go on that journey. You went on that journey. I mean, I wasn't aware. Your mom and I weren't aware of some of the mental battles you were having until you sought. God says, you seek me, and you will find me. Sometimes we end up, or parents can end up, pushing their kids into that negative world. You should be like so-and-so. Well, now there we are again. Let them, God will reveal their identity. Pray God reveal the identity of who you are in them. And our prayers, your mom and I, we always pray, God, just lead them. I would pray all the time, lead them, me and your mom, lead her in the way of wisdom. Open her heart and her mind to hear you. Just let them hear, because I know that's your purpose. And I know you'll do it because your word says so. So our faith incorporated with the word and will of God, God did in you what we prayed because he put it in you. But from the beginning, parents, mom and dad knew God's got our kids. I remember God gave me a prophetic word for you and your sister years ago, and it was that God would watch over you, would keep you, and he's going to one would reign and one would rule. And it was a confidence for me and your mom. God's got our girls. And to this day, your mom and I will say, your mom says a lot of times, God's got them, because I'm dad. Where are they going? Let's watch over, And mom says, God's got them. And your mom is that discerning heart, steadfast, God's got it covered, and she walks in peace. It's the same thing that I see in you. And it encourages me to hear you say what God has shown me to share with people. And I didn't force you to walk in it. I didn't push you to walk in it. I spoke it. I believe God. I lived in it because it changed my life. And when that scripture came to me, I never deal with anxiety. And I'm just saying, I know where to go I have the opportunity to have anxiety a lot of times, but I know where to go. So anxiety is not a part of my world. It's not celebrated in our home or in our lives. We don't talk about it. It's just the way it is, and you just got to overcome, and you got to fight over and fight, defeat it. It's defeated at the cross. Jesus gave me peace. He leads me in the way that I should go. I quote the 23rd Psalm all the time, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't want for anything. And that's what we've been talking about through this month of Wednesdays, is I'm not lacking anything. You found your real identity. Yeah. And the world screams out, I'm my identity, I'm going to do this, if it's against the word of God, that's not you. That's not your identity. If it crosses the line of what God says to do and to believe, that's not your identity. You're mimicking something you've heard, or maybe something that the world says is cool, or it's kind of the way, and that's not, find your identity. You can do it because God put that in your DNA. He put it in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind. And that's why he said, if you seek me, I'll show you who you are. And that's what you said brought you that peace.
Yeah. And something else that can happen is we can think about who we are too much too, and think about me, me, me too much.
Very
and
good.
That is another trap that you do not want to go down, I promise. If you find who Christ is in that, you will find who he created you to be.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. We are worshipers. Regardless of whether or not you think you're a believer or not, well, the one thing we do better than probably anything else is we worship. We have to worship. And what our creative design that brings us fulfillment, peace, joy, is that we worship God. But because we're worshipers, people will find something to worship.
You're going to worship something.
You're going to worship something, because that's what we are created to do. Because when we worship God, he's able, it's like a child, like you when you were a baby, when you came to us as mom and dad, we got to bring you into our embrace. You know, you'd come, mommy, daddy, and when we're worshiping God, we're doing the same thing, daddy. And he's able to embrace us with his presence, his love, his joy, his peace, his grace, his mercy. And we find out it's no longer I that lives. And that's what you're saying. I'm not thinking about what I need to do, what I need to accomplish. We can't figure that out. And when we do, if it's not what God has assigned us to do, you're going to fall short no matter what you accomplish. But when you say, Christ, it's no longer me that lives, it's you that lives in me. God, I love what Abraham said to God when he said, God, what will you do? What do you want to do? And that's what I hear you saying. God, what do you want to do? Do that. No,
it's the best way. There's not a better way.
And you're not comparing yourself to anyone. So that's, you know, Lene knows who Lene is.
Lene knows who Lene is.
And it's more disconnected from who you, or from you thinking about you.
Yeah.
And your real identity is thinking about him. And that's really what it's, so it's easier than it thinks. Lay down your life and follow me. Well, how did you do that? You tell me that you just said, God, your peace.
You found that the other way didn't do anything at all for you except bring anxiety and just uncertainty. Same. And then you just lay it down before God and you're like, God, I can't do this without you. And I don't want to do this without you. I've tried, didn't like it.
Yeah.
So you do with me what you will to do with me. And that's it. It really is very simple. It's not that complicated. It's the best place you could ever be. And you will find so much joy and peace in that.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, I couldn't wait to share what some of the things we've talked about. And again, these Wednesdays have been a huge blessing to me the last several, and this is very special for me because I get to have my daughter, yay, share with me. But that you even picked a scripture that I just sat down here and was going through just before we went on the air and used that, just the unity, and that's something else. We are able to encourage one another so much more when the competition goes away. And it's true, man. If you're gonna open this thing up, instead of looking at what other people are doing so much, man, find out what God's saying. I mean, open the Word and find the identity of who God has called you to be. And then God can open that world up to you, and he can use you to impact people in a way that can bring them into that same peace that God's sharing with you. And we are a prophetic generation, and that's something I've watched you do, again, from the time you were small. And there's a prophetic anointing that rests on you. And I know you've sat under a prophetic ministry all your life, but there's no way for me to make you have to give you that. But I can live it, I can believe it, I can demonstrate it. And what I refuse to accept is that there is any enemy in our lives that's trying to destroy us. I acknowledge God, and only God is the only authority and power in my life. I don't chase demons and devils. I don't blame people, governments or rulers or leaders for things going upside down or wrong, regardless of how nefarious people's plans may be or whatever the devil may want to do. It doesn't matter to me, because it's like David and Goliath, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel in the lion's den. Whatever comes our way, God says, I'm going to use it. When God brought Goliath to David, he brought him his trophy. He said, I didn't bring you a trial. I brought you a blessing. And when your mind is set just to know the ways of the Lord, you don't have to figure it out. You find it out. God shows you it, and he opens He opens that door, and then you're able to impact the world. And really, that's what Jesus said. I've anointed you. I've called you. I'll fill you with my Spirit so you can bear witness to who I am.
And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. And again, thank you, Nay. So awesome to have you. I love it. We have to do it again.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Blessings to everyone. I'm excited. My daughter is joining me. My wife is here with me watching. And those that are watching out there, encourage the identity that only Christ can reveal. Use this thing as a media connection between you and heaven. In other words, bear witness to what God has revealed to you. There's such a uniqueness about you. There is, I know it's been said many times, but there is literally, absolutely no one like you in the world. And what you feel is little is the seed God has called you to be. Just like you said, the mustard seed, it looks little. But if you die to yourself, don't compare yourself with anything, watch what God will bring out of the earth that He's created you to be. And it'll be exceeding abundant and above all you know to ask or think. Out of this earth will come the Spirit of life, purpose, and power. This is the greatest season of your life. Know it. Believe it. See it. Say it. Seize it. God bless you. The altar is open for your gift and giving. Your support means so much to us. And I always encourage you, sow a seed in the soil of this word. God bless you. God increase you in your knowledge of who He is. And remember, what day is it?
It is the greatest day of your life.
It is the greatest day of your life. God bless you. Till next time.